Hi everybody, my name's Auntie Jane and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the Wurundjeri people and to the Stolen Generation people off this land where we are meeting upon today for its elders and past and present, and even for the Self-Agassiz people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you for Auntie Jane.
We recognise the self-advocates who have worked tirelessly over the years for the right to equality and human rights for all.
Welcome to another Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM. We are run by people with a disability who give people with a disability a voice on the airways. Nothing about us without us. My name is James. I am part of Reinforce and Rainbow Rights, and also on a MIDA committee member. Today we are joined by members of a self-advocacy group. Please introduce yourself and say what group you are from.
Hi. My name is Janet and I'm from Power in Culture and Ethnicity, and we are a group made up for and by people with disability from non-English speaking backgrounds, so multicultural communities with disability, and we care about stopping racism and disability discrimination in Australia. So that's what we do.
Hi, my name's Jack. So our group is our Rainbow Rights self-advocacy group, and our group is for people with intellectual disability in the LGBTIQ community.
I'm Chris and I'm from Habersay Bendigo. We talk about people problems, and we also have guest speakers coming in to talk about NDIS and what changes are happening, and we also organise International Day of Disability. That's all.
Hi, folks. My name is Amanda, and I'm a long-time committee member as well, Treasurer of Reinforce. And I am one of three foundation members for Reinforce, and Reinforce has been there and done that in the past, and I believe there's a history book about Reinforce, and I think we were the first self-advocacy in Australia, and we've been overseas. It was 40 years ago this year in July since Reinforce went to America, brought everything back to front there. And we have monthly committee meetings, and we just started up a big issues group in the last 3 or 4 months, and we've had about panks about the NDIS and a few other subjects. And that brings back problems and people with intellectual disability face. I wonder if it's the first time in Australia that a group like that existed, and we put people, and we went out and did talks. I could talk about this, but there's a time limit. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm a peer worker for New Wave Gippsland, West Coast and South Gippsland, and also a member of New Wave Rainbow Pride. So our group's ran by and for its members who have either an intellectual disability or acquired brain injury, who live either in West Coast or South Gippsland area. So things we do, some of the things we do, we share information about our rights. We engage in the community. So we also raise awareness and advocate for changes in the community for people with a disability.
My name's Sarah. I'm with the Deadly First Nation Shout Out, and we are
the first Australian people in Victoria. I think the whole of Australia haven't got one. We talk a lot about issues with the First Nation people, like the people on the streets, people just getting out of prison and all that. So it's all about that, how we can help people with disability and everything else.
Hi, my name's Poppy. I'm from Brain Injury Matters. We are a self-advocacy group for people with acquired brain injury. We provide peer support groups for people with acquired brain injuries. So that's people who've had stroke, car accidents, any acquired brain injury as a result of a disease. And then we also try and educate the people about in the community about acquired brain injury.
I'm Romeo. I'm from Positive Powerful Parents. It's a self-advocacy group run by and for parents with an intellectual disability. We talk about child protection, parenting stuff, and self-advocacy.
I'm Beck. I'm the representative for All Abilities Self-Advocacy Group in South West Victoria. Our self-advocacy group is called All Abilities Advocacy. We talk about the issues that people what we face in the community, and we fight for accessible transport and jobs, accessible jobs as well, and also talk about the NDIS.
How long has your self-advocacy group been running for?
8 years.
Our self-advocacy group, Power in Culture and Ethnicity, has been running since 2019.
I've been involved from the 3rd of April 1980, and that's when we started our first office at St. Mark's Church Hall in Fitzroy. We moved around since, but we're based at Ross House. So, yeah. That's talking about history, pal. Turn back the hands of time.
Amanda, you're a legend. You're a legend.
Yeah, West Coast and South Gippsland Group, we formed in 2018.
I'm with Deadleaf First Nation Shout Out, plus I'm with Rainbow Pride as well. We've been going over 12 months, and Gippsland Rainbow Pride, it's going for 3 years as well.
Brain Injury Matters has been running for the last 25 years. We were started in 1999.
Positive Powerful Parents is 12 years old.
All Abilities Advocacy has been running for around about 12 years.
How long have you been with the group for, Chris?
Oh, probably about 5 years now, I think.
What kind of things does your group do?
Rainbow Rights do a lot of, probably a couple of things. We do some Pride March and Midsummer Festivals. So we do that during when the event happens.
Power and Culture and Ethnicity. We have a feast every day. Every year. And so we we celebrate diversity there, and we talk about our stories. We also have a monthly meeting where we support each other and share stories about our experiences about racism and how we can not add to the problem but help the problem of discrimination and racism together. We've also done some videos about how to not be racist and what to do when you see racism. That's what we've done. We've also done resources for multicultural communities around vaccination. We've run some training. So That's what we kind of do. But basically, we're family to each other. That's what peace is.
Well, we talk about a lot of topics about how to like stand up for yourself. We talk about abuse. We also touch a little bit about like not to actually call anyone names, racism, like what Janet says. We have a lot of different people coming in to teach us whole dip of things. And hopefully one day we might, hopefully Janet can come to Bendigo and talk about what she does.
Some of the things that we New Wave West Coast does, so we basically do a lot of networking in the community. We hold our own events. We've had a couple of expos in the past, and yeah, we attend events as well.
And Reinforce have a website, and has a booth if you want to find out more information about Reinforce, you can look on their website, and I don't know the exact address, but and we do have lot of thing each month, and we've got our committee meeting once a month, big issue groups, and we have sometimes do talks, and different people get involved in filmmaking or video making, whatever they call it. But one more information, where Bay, second floor, Ross House, 247 Flinders Lane. Yep. And we do have pamphlets and whatever up, rubber reinforced too. Come up and make you welcome with you. Always good information. Thank you.
Yeah, we do videos, link-ups and everything else. Plus we do a lot of other things. But if something happened about that First Nation, we'll do a YouTube as well. So it's a lot on there as well. And plus we go and do a lot of things like light art gallery shows and things as well.
So Brain Injury Matters has six metropolitan peer support groups. So our peer support groups meet up weekly in the community. They tend to be attached to neighbourhood houses, and we have discussion groups in our neighbourhood houses. And then we meet in the community, so it might be in a coffee shop. So we're really about connecting people who've got acquired brain injury so they don't feel isolated and by themselves. We also do some community education. So we've run some workshops where with people who've got acquired brain injury to educate support workers and health professionals on what it's like to have an acquired brain injury. We also have got some groups in the regions as well. We've got a Bendigo group and in Albury-Wodonga, and we're hoping to expand our groups if foundational support comes through.
Our group does self-advocacy. We've done story writing. We've also done some new resources. I think that's all I can remember.
So what our group does, we have our advisory group, a little advisory group. We meet every Wednesday on the library and on Zoom. We work with the Shire and Warrnambool around access and transport. We also run forums around self-advocacy and rights, and that's pretty much it. So yeah.
Who can join your self-advocacy group?
Anyone can join. The people have to be who has an intellectual disability and who is a part of the LGBTIQ community, but that have to be only over the age of 18 to join.
A power and culture and ethnicity. You need to have a disability, and you need to be from a non-English speaking background.
Anyone who's got a disability can join, have a say, Bendigo.
Reinforce has has free membership and since reinforces some advocacy group for people that have an intellectual disability, and our membership is free. Come and get it, it's free.
Anyone over the age of 18 who either live in Bass Coast and South Gippsland can become a member of New Wave.
And they've got to have intellectual disability joined at Deadly First Nation shout out, and you must be a First Nation person to join.
Anyone who's got an acquired brain injury or brain injury from birth over the age of 18 can join Brain Injury Matters.
Positive Powerful Parents, anyone that has an intellectual disability can join our group.
Anyone who has a disability living in Southwest Victoria can join the All Abilities.
How much does it cost to join your self-advocacy group?
It is free to join Deadly First Nation Shout Out. Don't cost you nothing.
At Positive Health Parents, it doesn't cost anything to join our group.
Brain Injury Matters is free to join.
Power in Culture and Ethnicity is free to join.
Rainbow Rights is free to join.
Reinforce is free to join, but you've got to fill a membership for me. Yeah.
Have a Say Benigo is free to join.
All Abilities is free to join.
Yeah, might as well have another one.
There's one thing I forgot to tell you before, as soon as you become a member, I've reinforced, we ask if you want to get our newsletter, it comes out every 3 months. And if you're a member of Reinforced and you want that, put yes on the membership form, and yes, you will get a letter, and that's every 3 years of what Reinforce has done. I hope it's on our website.
We are raising our voices on the 3CR 8:55 AM. Today we've been talking about self-advocacy groups. How often do you meet?
Have a Say Benigo meets once a fortnight.
All Abilities meets every Wednesday at the library in Warrnambool and also on Zoom.
New Wave, Bass Coast and South Gippsland group meets fortnightly.
Reinforce meet once a month for the community management, and we do have the big issues group once a month on the same day, but it's held in the afternoon after our community meeting.
Rainbow Rights meet every 2 weeks.
Power in Culture and Ethnicity meet monthly.
Brain Injury Matters peer support groups meet weekly. We meet throughout Melbourne, Metropolitan Melbourne, and we also have two online peer support groups. And we've got two groups that meet in the regions as well, in Albury and Wodonga and Bendigo.
Positive Powerful Parents meet monthly.
Deadly First Nation Shout Out, we meet on Zoom once a month, and Gippsland Rainbow Pride, we meet once a fortnight on Zoom.
Where do you meet?
Positive Powerful Parents meet at Ross House in Melbourne on the fourth floor in the Rainbow Room. And we also have a Gippsland group that is bi-monthly. Positive Health Parents Gippsland meet at the Murray Library, and the Melbourne Friday Friendship meets. Positive Health Parents meet once a month at Ross House.
So Brain Injury Matters Ringwood group meets in the community centre in Ringwood as well as in the community weekly. The Northcote group meets at Jaka Jaka Community Centre in Northcote, and then also in the community on the other week, alternate weeks. We have a group that meets in Frankston. We have a group that also meets, the West Footscray group meets in West Footscray, Maywater House, and then in the community. And community groups that meet members decide where they meet in the community. And then Oriyodonga group meets in Oriyodonga, and Bendigo group meets at a cafe in Bendigo.
Power and culture and ethnicity meet online monthly. We also meet like quarterly face to face if we can.
So Rainbow Rights meet at Ross House in Johnny Front's room on the third floor in the Ross House in Melbourne.
Most reinforced meetings are held in different rooms, and some meetings are still online, but it's in person, which is great. If we can't meet, there's always Zoom to save us coming into Ross House. But most of our committee meetings, other meetings, are in person, but some meetings are still online.
Yeah, so New Wave, West Coast and South Gippsland meet at the Neighbourhood House in Wonthaggi. And if members can't attend in person, they can join in on Zoom as well.
So our All Ability Advisory Group meets every Wednesday at either at the library or on Zoom. We also have the bigger network meeting, which is held in Hamilton, Portland, Warrnambool and Terang at the day services, and that the bigger meetings are held twice a month.
Have a say, Bendigo meets at the Bendigo Library once a fortnight.
Can people get paid when they are part of a self-advocacy group?
Some people in Have a Say, Bendigo do get paid if we are doing a special talk in front of a group of people who we invite, and we get given gift vouchers for special occasions.
Some people, yeah, again, can get paid now after they've joined the advisory group, but and it's done through gift vouchers. And if we have guest speakers and stuff come to our events, they get paid as well.
Yeah, so like all groups, we have a paid peer worker. But, yeah, other members, if they do any sort of work for New Wave, they can be paid for that work that they do.
Reinforce have a number of paid staff, and don't quote me, Rob, but I heard just recently that if you're a member of the committee, you have to stand down from the committee and become a paid person. That's what I just heard recently, but you can check up and make sure that I've had a bark of the right thing in what I just said. That's in my opinion.
Rainbow Rights members do sometimes get paid. It just really depends on the project, because we get sometimes do project kind of stuff. So it really sort of depends on the project.
At Power and Culture and Ethnicity, to be a member, you don't get paid. But if we're doing a project and you're a part of that work, of course you will be paid. And people with disabilities should get paid for their work, their self-advocacy work.
There are a small amount of paid staff members at Brain Injury Matters, and our peer facilitators and peer support coordinators are paid, but we rely heavily on funding the NDIA to keep our groups running, and we do have some funding that comes available from time to time for some projects that we run as well.
As a peer worker, I get paid. Our other members, if we do a project, they will get paid for whatever. Say, writing the stories was one, and a couple others that we've done were paid. employment or pay that other members were paid with vouchers.
Yeah, some people do get paid for deadly First Nation shout out, but that's doing a project or you're doing a YouTube advertising deadly First Nation shout out. That's when you do get paid, but normally you don't get paid. You come in and do Zoom meeting for the love of it.
I guess that too. I forgot to add that, but people get paid if they do project work with us. So I just forgot to add that in there because we rely on government funding and stuff. So when we have new members that join up, if they're part of the project, one new project, they get paid that way too.
We are going to take a break now and listen to the song. The song is the National Self-Advocacy Anthem by The Outsiders.
All around Australia, people keeping up the fight. Many faces in different places fighting for our rights. Housing, jobs and transport is what we know best. Remembering what will help us, not cause us more distress. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. We are making our own choices. We've been silenced for too long. Stand up for what you believe in.
Together we are strong.
Lift up all our voices. We can hit the heights. We want you to join us.
Support disability rights.
Self-advocacy.
Hear our voice.
See our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
We can work together.
We can work together.
We can right the wrongs.
We can right the wrongs.
If we do this together.
If we do this together.
We can all be strong.
We can all be strong.
Listen to our story. Our story makes us proud. Wake everyone who's sleeping, sing our story loud. Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
Self-advocacy,
hear our voice,
see our ability.
We want equality.
The song you just heard was the National Self-Advocacy Anthem by The Outsiders.
What does International Day of People with Disability mean to you?
This means a whole lot to me. It means that I've stuck in there and supported and helped a lot of people throughout the years, and it's a great big celebration. But it still annoys me that people should take off their horse glasses and look at the things we can do. We are a person and disability third, but I'm sorry. Some people look at the disability first and That's why they wear glasses. They should look at the things we can do and the stuff we cannot do. Put the skills first in my book, pal. Yeah.
It's a celebration of people with different disabilities and gives people out there a chance to share stories about their disability.
International Day of People with Disability, I think, is a day where people with a disability can sort of get more of a voice and be more visible in the media, and hopefully we get our issues out there. And maybe there'll be a day where we don't need to celebrate because we're just a part of society more and celebrate it every day. It's not about disability, it's about ability. Thank you.
What does International Day of People with Disability mean to me? Pretty much like everyone's covered it. It's a day of to celebrate who we are, what we've achieved.
International Day of Disability means to me celebrating all the good things that people with disability can do.
So what National Disability means, International Day of People with Disability, this meaning, yeah, we've come from and what we achieved, and yeah, just being proud to have a disability. So I'm really proud of ourselves.
Okay, Becky.
Yeah.
We have done a lot so far and we still got a lot more to do. So don't keep hiding us. Come out and be proud who you are.
Yeah. What does International Day of People with Disabilities mean to me? It means that we're remembering where we came from, which is not that good, like so much discrimination. And we're also celebrating where we are. And we're celebrating that we're proud of who we are. And there's no, like, or focus on the ability. No, it's disability, and we love it. That's what International Day of People with Disability means to me.
I'm proud to be a person with a disability today.
And I'd like to say this is actually for the Indigenous as well, who have got an intellectual disability, for my brothers and sisters in Victoria. Deadly!
Okay, here we go. This is the reinforced song.
Learn to be an advocate. Learn about your rights. Include us with everyone. We're keeping up the fight. Equal rights for each of us. Respect for one and all. Don't judge us by our cover. Just listen to our call. So don't make promises with the promises you can't keep. Don't offer me the world about and avoid me in the street. Listen to our voices. Hear it from the source. Won't make a difference. We are. About us should ever be made without us. We will have our say. Equality will guide the way. Stand up for your beliefs. Speak up from near and far. Join us in what we fight for. No matter who you are. So don't make promises. If they're promises you can't keep. Don't offer me us and be near us. Discrimination has no place. We
Equality isn't about being the same. It's about having the opportunity to achieve the same, having the doors open the same, but you don't have to do it in the same way.
Hi, I'm Des McIntosh. December the 3rd is International Day of People with Disability. It is important to celebrate this because I think it's time that the government wrote their reports in plain English. I would like to wish everyone listening a happy International Day.
Hi folks, my name is Amanda Hisco and I'm going to give you all out there a vital but very important message. For people with disabilities all around the world to have their say and be able to stand up for their rights and also should be given a try at new skills and knowledge, and we're all out there and we've got abilities to do things in the all we need is people to take off their horse glasses and see us as people first and ability second and disability third. We want to be respected, yeah, and a happy International Day for all you guys out there. Bye.
Hi, I'm Fiona. I would like to wish everyone listening a happy International Day.
You're listening to a 3CR 855 AM on International Day of Persons with, well, they call it disabilities. I don't.
On the one hand, I like to say I'm disabled and proud in terms of explaining to people about the strength that people with disabilities have, the way that we're able to overcome all the difficulties, all the barriers that we face in a world that's not designed for people with disabilities. But on the other hand, when you talk about disability, people assume that there's something wrong with you, that there's some kind of deficit, that you're lacking in some way. So in some ways, I think if people could be looked on with disabilities in terms of the amazing things that they're able to do, the unique abilities that they have, that might be a way to overcome all those stereotypes, the stigmatization that ultimately lead to intimidation and a lack of self-esteem. So we've already seen from a legal perspective and I guess a social perspective as well, a development towards better, more appropriate terminology. Then we've moved now to, in the legislation at least, it being called an impairment, and that's moved beyond disability to impairment. But again, all of those terms seem to focus on the negative rather than the positive. So I guess it's a matter of trying to find the balance between both.
You're listening to 3CR on International Day of People with Disabilities. How do you identify yourself if you have a disability?
This song's for all the people who've died in a nursing home. This song's for all the people gonna die in a nursing home. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Tear down the wall, tear down the walls of the nursing home. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. This song's for the right to choose where we live. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. This song's for the right to decide how we live. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Tear down the walls, tear down the walls of the nursing home. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Take off your white coat, strip yourself and bow. Can't you see the justice coming at you now? It's coming down your road, it's coming down your street, it's coming for your kids. They're gonna hate you if you don't act now. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. This song's for the right to choose your partner in sex. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. This song's for the right to decide what you're gonna do next. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Tear down the walls.
Thanks, Johnny Crescendo. Tear down those walls. Yay, raising our voices.
I'm raising our voices on 3CR.
Do you have a fine you're worried about? If you are struggling to pay a fine, there can be ways to help you deal with it. You may be able to get your fine lifted or reduced where you are experiencing difficult life circumstances, such as family violence, mental health challenges, disability, homelessness, or drug or alcohol dependency. If you have fines from not paying toll roads, you may also be able to get the fine waived if you're experiencing financial or other hardship. Speak to a community lawyer or financial counsellor to get advice on your options. You can find your local community centre on the Federation of Community Legal Centres website, fclc.org.au. You can find a financial counsellor by calling the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Today we are talking about self-advocacy groups, what they do and who they are for. Before the break, you heard the names of some self-advocacy groups, what they do and how long they have been going for. We now hear more information about these self-advocacy groups.
What is the best thing about being part of a self-advocacy group?
The best thing about Rainbow Rights Group is that we get to sort of vote on a subject we disagree and agree. So we have like a vote as a group. We vote on whether we should do that one. And we do like a yes or no. Like, it's amazing how a group of, you know, the Rainbow Rights of like friends and family, like a part of a family group, and we discuss of what we want. And if we do not or disagree, we usually take a vote, and the majority of that vote will go on to that subject, and we'll do that one instead.
The best thing about being a part of a self-advocacy group is that your group understands you like no one else does, and you get to work together on a common goal, and it's fun at the same time, and you get to meet lots of different people that understand you but not probably don't understand the fullness of it, of being you, but they kind of understand you, and that's nice.
The best part about having a South Bendigo is that to make friends and also to help organise in and outside of disability, and also to organise to do talk to other groups about what we do and how we can make the group bigger.
Being a part of Robinson Van Fixie group, and you can learn new skills, new knowledge, and get to do things. You go out with friends and you work together as a team. Boy, oh boy. Reinforce has got a good book out, yeah, and that issues on certain things we've done in the past, but there's a future. We don't know what's sitting at our back door next week type of stuff. So, yeah, and you make friends. I've been friends with lots of people from the beginning of it and still friends with friends now, and Reinforce has been around for years and years, and we get funding from the government that we've got to do what the government says. Rats.
Mm. So the best thing about being part of a group is that we're all working on common goals, you know, friendships, all that sort of stuff that everyone said previously.
So the best thing about Deadly First Nation shout out, we talk about different items, and we do a lot of things together, and we have great friendships. So I think that's the best thing about Deadly First Nation shout out. When you're in a group, you got friends for life.
I think the best thing about being part of Brain Injury Matters is the connections that people make. All our peer support groups, people become really close friends, and it becomes a real social network for people. That's really important for so many people living in the community that might feel quite isolated because of their disability, and we give them an opportunity to connect with other people and hopefully develop friendships that last.
Best thing about being part of Positive Thankful Parents is we're getting our stories out there to organisations and the lovely parents that we meet along the way.
The best thing is having a voice, but working together for common goals and trying to make a difference in the communities we live in. So, yeah.
Can I just say one more thing? I like being a part of self-advocacy group and knowing self-advocates, because nobody knows how it feels to have your human rights not upheld like another self-advocate. I just love being with you guys and working together.
You're good, Janet?
Yeah, I'm finished. Yeah, I'm all good. Can you see me? I'm fine.
You're crying.
I know, Janet. I just love being with you guys and working together.
Well, that's good. I love it too.
Thank you, Janet. Has anyone got any news to share about their group? I heard on the news that a self-advocacy won an award, not naming any names about their group.
You're going to America.
What the?
PPP put in a short film to focus on abilities. End of September, we went over to Sydney and we won a award. And part of that award is to return flights to Utah to the Sundown Film Festival. We also won some mentor sessions. But when we're over at Utah, we're also going to be on a advisory panel.
Cool.
Yes. So, you know how I've been saying power and culture and ethnicity? Well, we've decided as a group to change part of the name and watch this space, because it's so exciting. And also, our feast is on the 21st of March, 2025. And let me tell you, it's going to come soon because in October, people are talking about Christmas. It's going to come quick.
Our women's group, which I started last year, is coming up to just being running for about 18 months soon. So that's been really good to see that grow.
We're having a barbie for Bass Coast and South Gippsland. So we're having a barbecue for International Day of People with Disabilities. So people are welcome to come along to that, which will be held at the neighbourhood house in Wonthaggi on the 3rd of December, going from, say, 11, about 11 to about, I don't know, 2, I think, or something like that.
I've got some news about one of the people who been supporting Have a Say Bendigo. She just had a baby called Lottie. So that's really good news. So I can't wait to see the baby. She might bring it at on International Day of Disability. So hopefully she comes along for that. So that'll be really good.
Yeah, so All Abilities is having a forum meeting. We've got Colin von Reinforce coming down. And we've got also Ben. He's coming to speak at the meeting, at the forum meeting. And then the All Ability Advisory Group has been invited to look over the new trains that are coming into Warrnambool. So, yay! Thank you so much.
If you have just joined in, we are raising our voices on the 3CR 8:55 a.m. Today we've been talking about self-advocacy groups, where they are, do and who can join. If you would like more information about any of the self-advocacy groups you have heard about today, please email ov@amida.org.au or join us on Raising Our Voices Facebook page. We will put links on this page to the self-advocacy groups.
Thanks for listening to Raise Our Voices. We celebrate International Day of People with Disability. We are run by people with disability and we give people with disability a voice on the airways. Now stay tuned on 3CR 8:55 a.m.
Happy International Day of People with Disability.
Your tea. Yeah.
On the wall in the office of Reinforce is a handwritten story that tells the cause of the long, hard struggle for those of us with ID to find a voice and be heard for what we need.
Like transport, health, education and play. Like living in houses like everyone else every day. And the simple freedoms that most others enjoy that were consumed by the shackles institutions employed. But it was the spring of 1982 that the winds of change came sweeping through. We took on the government who had houses to spare, who held them for staff from any damn where. There was this one old place in Drummond Street that had been sitting there empty in no one's keep. They said it was one more place for ministry staff, but what about us? We said, why do we come last? So we walked right in and started to squat. And the government said, hey, get out you lot. But we sat right there for all to see, and the ministry's power was in jeopardy.
And we came and we stayed and we wouldn't let go. We talked to the world, let everyone know. Discrimination and human rights, equality is everyone's fight. We're tired of promises and government words, tired of waiting for our voice to be heard. Started talking with our own 2 feet as we moved in to 112 Drummond Street. 112 Drummond Street. 112 Drummond Street.
Many days went by and the government found that we were set, we would give no ground. So the ministry sent lots of suits into tall, but our demands were clear, empty-handed they walk.
And finally, the minister, Mr. Roper, came. He heard our story and recognised the shame. He said this house, but not without some remorse, will be signed right over to reinforce. So we went to his office in Parliament House. We signed that paper and we heard him announce that he would fund many houses for those with ID, and we knew reinforce had won a great victory. And we drank champagne right then and there as Tom opened a bottle for our squatters to share. And apart from this story that we have on our wall, we still have that bottle to remind us all. And we came and we stayed and we wouldn't let go. We talked to the world, let everyone know about discrimination and human rights, equality and everyone's fight. And we're tired of promises and government words, tired of waiting for our voice to be heard. We started talking with our own 2 feet as we moved in to 112 Drummond Street, 112 Drummond Street, 112 Drummond Street.
Looking back now, that was 33 years ago. Some changes have come, but man, they've been slow. And while our victories are few, they still taste so sweet. In particular, that time we squatted in Drummond Street.
Disabled people are worth every bloody penny. I'm okay with spending money on the supports that we need.
There's more than 400,000 people who should be on the DSP, but are on JobSeeker instead.
I've got a life to live. I've got commitment. Like everybody else in society.
The only way to provide meaningful support is stronger grassroots movements. These institutions are never going to be our saviour.
If everyone was the same, it would be a boring old world we live in.
We need to do a lot of work in this country around shifting community attitudes towards people that don't fit the white, able, straight, cisgendered person.
3CR. Stay tuned, stay radical.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Disasters like flood, fire, and extreme heat can have a significant impact on people's lives. Community legal centres help people experiencing challenges posed by climate change and disasters to access the resources and support they need. Disasters can lead to a range of problems, such as damage to your home, poor conditions with your rental home, difficulty getting insurance, issues within families, at work, and with Centrelink payments. Community legal centres can be found across Victoria and can provide help if you've been affected by a disaster. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres website at fclc.org.au. You can also contact Disaster Legal Help Victoria on 1800 113 432 and go to its website for helpful information at disasterlegalhelp.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
3CR Community Radio, 855 AM.